Griffith on the guitar. She's playing a special two-guitar show with Ruben Ristrom Saturday, January 17th at the Hosmer Library in Minneapolis at 2 p.m. You might say that Joan and Ruben met in the jazz way, on stage at a show.
I think I met him on one of those riverboat gigs where, you know, they have kind of a Roaring Twenties sort of Dixieland band. Mm-hmm. And I got hired to play bass. When I got there, he was playing banjo and guitar and singing. And at some point during that job, he played, you know, like a regular jazz tune, like Skylark or something. And he's a fabulous musician with a lot of talent and a lot of command of a lot of styles. I'm sure we'll play kind of a combination of swingers, you know, swinging jazz tunes and some Brazilian stuff too. And I'm hoping I can talk him into playing a couple of my originals, and that'll be fun too.
You choose to write in a bossa nova idiom. Now, you're familiar with many kinds of music, but you like the bossa nova thing. Why is that?
I think because, you know, and people have asked me that a lot, and I've kind of boiled it down to there's kind of four things that make that music, for me, really great and perfect, really, and that it's got beautiful melody. The chords, the harmony is just beautiful and, complicated and interesting. And the rhythm, of course, is passionate and seductive. And final thing is that music, the main instrument in the band that carries the soul of it, really, in the traditional sense, is a guitar and nylon string finger picked. And so for me, it's perfect. It's a perfect combination of everything that I like.
How do you compose?
For something like Samba Nova or in that style, what I usually do is I find inspiration from some kind of chord, the sound of like a minor nine or something like that, and then combining it with some kind of riff that goes on the guitar with it. That's how I start usually. And then usually what I do is just kind of improvise a melody by singing and see where that takes me. And then I think in jazz, the hardest thing is deciding how you're going to incorporate, or if you're going to incorporate, improvisation. And you know, maybe not make it so everybody just solos on the form, but there's parts where you split the form up or change key, or to make it more like a composition and not like a jam tune.
Speaking with Joan Griffith, whose show with Ruben Ristrom takes place at the Hosmer Library January 17th at 2 in the afternoon. Joan, what's the vibe like at a library concert?
Well, library concerts are great. Usually it's a smallish room. That is really great for the players. You know, you get to feel the audience right close up to you. But I think it's even better for the audience. They can see us looking at each other and playing off each other and, you know, having fun and seeing what jazz musicians do.
Joan, your library show with Ruben Ristrom is a two-guitar show, and two-guitar shows are not all that common.
Yeah, I think the concert's going to be really interesting just because of that, and that, you know, we also have a different way of playing solos. You know, Ruben is very virtuosic, and he plays lots of notes, and I have a tendency to play in a more spare sort of way. So we have different ways of thinking about how to comment on the repertoire that we're playing, and it's very, complimentary, I think. It'll be interesting.
Joan Griffith and Ruben Ristrom at the Hosmer Library in Minneapolis, Saturday, January 17th from 2 to 3 in the afternoon. Information at mnguitar.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.